didn't come to church to pray. He didn't come to church to offer condolences to those who were grieving. He didn't come to commit to healing our nation, all the things that we would expect and long for from the highest leader in the land.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. Welcome to Day 1231. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he doesn't support sending active duty troops into U.S. cities to quell protests that were triggered by the murder of George Floyd, adding that the use of active-duty military forces to perform law enforcement responsibilities within the United States is a, quote, matter of last resort, end quote, and that the National Guard is better suited for that job.
I've always believed and continue to believe that the National Guard is best suited for performing domestic support to civil authorities in these situations in support of local law enforcement. I say this not only as Secretary of Defense, but also as a former soldier and a former member of the National Guard. The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire of situations. We are not in one of those situations now. I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act.
On Monday, Trump raised the possibility of invoking the 1807 Insurrection Act in a speech from the Rose Garden, as federal officers used force to clear out peaceful protesters from outside the White House. Esper's statement comes 2 days after Trump threatened to send U.S. military forces into U.S. cities and states that didn't stop the protests on their own. White House officials are reportedly unhappy with Esper's comments, and when asked whether Trump retains his confidence in Esper, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said, quote, "As of right now, Secretary Esper is still Secretary Esper. And should the president lose faith, we will all learn about that in the future," end quote. Esper also claimed that he had no idea what Trump was planning when he led administration officials from the White House to St. John's Episcopal Church. Quote, "I thought I was going to do two things, to see some damage and to talk to the troops," Esper said. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, was also surprised when Trump led the group to a church for a photo op while he held the Bible. Quote, "Their understanding is they were going into Lafayette Park to review the efforts of the troops," said one defense official. Esper said he was unaware of Trump's plan to forcefully clear out the crowd of peaceful protesters in the park moments before the group walked through it. Meanwhile, Trump's re-election campaign is demanding that news organizations issue a correction after they reported that the U.S. Park Police had used tear gas to disperse the demonstrators outside the White House so that Trump could cross the street to pose for photos at the church. The U.S. Park Police released a statement saying that they used pepper balls and smoke canisters, but asserted that, quote, "no tear gas was used," end quote. According to the CDC, however, quote, "riot control agents, sometimes referred to as tear gas, are chemical compounds that temporarily make people unable to function by causing irritation to the eyes, mouth, throat, lungs, and skin," end quote, adding that several different compounds fall under this definition, which are typically referred to as tear gas because their most prominent effect is to bring on tears. And finally, Trump denied, then admitted retreating to an underground bunker beneath the White House amid protests outside the executive mansion. Trump claimed that he actually went to the bunker for an inspection, not his own safety, because the Secret Service said it would be a good time to go down to take a look, because maybe sometime you're going to need it, adding that he was only there for a tiny, short little period of time.
So you tell me, Mr. President, they didn't say to you, you have to go downstairs, my responsibility is your welfare. They didn't limit you at all in the House?
Nope, they didn't tell me that at all, but they said it would be a good time to go down, take a look, because maybe sometime you're going to need it. And I've been down, that would be number two and a half, sort of, because I've done different things, but two and a half. But I was down for a very, very short period of time, very, very short period of time. I can't tell you who went with me, but a whole group of people went with me. As an inspecting factor, I was back up. And, Brian, it was during the day. It wasn't during the night. I think they reported during the night. During the night, maybe someday it makes sense. During the day, you have tremendous numbers of people. We didn't even have protesters, or if they did, it was a small crowd. There's so much fake news going around, Brian, you have no idea. Maybe you do actually have an idea.
According to arrest records and people familiar with the incident, Trump was actually rushed to the secure bunker by Secret Service after a group of protesters hopped over a temporary barricade that was set up near the Treasury Department. And in the polls, Reuters says 64% of Americans say they are, quote, sympathetic to the people who are out protesting right now, end quote. 27% said they weren't sympathetic, and 9% said they were unsure. More than 55% of Americans say they disapprove of Trump's handling of the protests, including 40% who strongly disapproved. One-third said they approved, lower than Trump's overall job approval rating of 39%. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
Bishop, is he a frequent worshiper at that church? Does he attend regularly?
No, never. The only time that President Trump has been at St. John's Church as president was on the morning of his inauguration.
What do you think he was trying to accomplish in that moment on Monday night?
I am not going to wager a guess, but I know what it did not accomplish. It did not serve the spiritual aspirations or the needed moral leadership that we need.